Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 24th. U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos touted school choice during the annual meeting of the Conservative American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC, in Denver last Thursday. Benta Berkland has more.
DeVos is one of the more controversial members of President Trump's cabinet for her strong support for vouchers and school choice. It was a sentiment she echoed during her roughly 30-minute remarks.
It's good policy because it comes from good parents who want better for their children. Families are on the front line of this fight. Let's stand with them.
Critics say DeVos would essentially destroy the public education system by advocating that parents can use public money for private schools. The Colorado Supreme Court has previously ruled that such a voucher system would be unconstitutional. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
According to the Denver Post, the state has seen three fatal tubing accidents in 1 week. Authorities say a person died Saturday while inner tubing in the Platte River. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said that the 43-year-old Castle Rock resident drowned near the Platte River campground. Authorities say the man had been tubing Saturday afternoon when he apparently lost his tube and went into an area near the bank with bushes and tall grasses. A camper saw the man emerge face down. Several people pulled him from the water, but attempts to revive him failed. Golden police say a 48-year-old woman, whose name has not been released, flipped off of her inner tube and went underwater Friday afternoon. She resurfaced downstream and was pulled from the water. Firefighters and park rangers performed CPR, but the woman died at a hospital. Meanwhile, the Durango Herald reported that a 31-year-old man from Albuquerque, New Mexico, was taken off of life support on Thursday. The man was not wearing a life jacket or a helmet when he was critically injured after he fell out of his inner tube at the Animas River Whitewater Park in southwestern Colorado on Sunday. His death was ruled an accident. Efforts to manage and preserve the Colorado River are getting a boost from the Walton Family Foundation, which has pledged $20 million over the next 2 years to fund projects aimed at water conservation and restoring river ecosystems. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC, Jake Brownell has more.
The money will be dispersed through grants to organizations working on Colorado River issues, including Trout Unlimited, the Nature Conservancy, and the Environmental Defense Fund. It's part of a larger plan to spend more than $100 million on projects between 2016 and 2020, says Ted Kowalski, who leads the foundation's Colorado River program. Kowalski, who used to work for the Colorado Water Conservation Board, says the Walton Foundation is in a unique position to help.
I believe that the Walton Family Foundation funding can be a catalyzing force to develop solutions that may take a much longer time to develop if you're just depending on public resources.
The Walton Family Foundation was started by Walmart founder Sam Walton and his wife Helen. Its Colorado River program has been going since 2008. The foundation also extensively supports projects in the Mississippi River Basin. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Colorado's Canyon of the Ancients National Monument near Cortez has been taken off a federal review list after the Interior Secretary recommended it should remain intact. Benta Berkland has the story from the state capitol.
It's part of a larger review of national monuments and public lands ordered by President Trump. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke called Canyons of the Ancients gorgeous land, adding that its monument status as the most high-density Native American archaeological site in the country should be preserved. Jessica Goad with Conservation Colorado is pleased with the decision.
We just think that this review should never have happened in the first place, and is really a political game that's being played with our public lands and national monuments.
Other environmental groups were also critical of Zinke. The Center for Western Priorities said it's absurd to praise the secretary for simply announcing that he's not removing protections. Trump launched a review of 27 national monuments. Monuments in Idaho and Washington state have already been removed from the review list, and a report is set for next month. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Experts recommend adding colorful foods, such as blueberries and carrots, which are high in nutrition and rich in antioxidants, to daily diets for better health. Colorado is leading the way among states hoping to improve their diets. Eric Gladys has this story.
As the nation's lawmakers continue to grapple with addressing rising health costs and coverage options, Colorado's Mountain Family Health Centers are promoting a common-sense preventative approach to good health, eating better food more frequently. Family nurse practitioner Jenny Lang says a healthy diet, avoiding processed foods and eating more vegetables and fruit, boosts your immune system, fights cancer and infections, and helps you maintain a proper weight.
And gives us good energy. You know, if you're not putting in good energy sources, people feel fatigued, people feel low motivation, they don't have the energy to get out there and be active.
Lang has been asking children during wellness visits to tell her their favorite vegetable or fruit and the last time they ate it, and many parents say kids only get fresh food a few times a week. Lang says her patients are frequently surprised to learn that kids and parents should be eating 5 servings of vegetables and fruits per day. Lang encourages people to avoid ultra-processed foods, such as frozen dinners, potato chips, and soda, as much as possible. She adds fast foods are typically high in salt and fat and are harder for the body to process. She says it's not uncommon for people who are obese to suffer from malnutrition. She believes good food really should be the first medicine.
From carrots to broccoli to blueberries, you know, the more colorful it is, the more nutritious or antioxidant-rich that food is going to be.
Lang says a common barrier for many of her patients is not knowing how to prepare fresh foods at home. She recommends the website choosemyplate.gov, which has cooking tips, serving suggestions, and other tools to help families get the fuel they need for better health. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, according to the Denver Post, marijuana advocates in the state are celebrating a Colorado milestone. More than $500 million in revenue for the state since recreational cannabis sales started in 2014. The medical and recreational cannabis tax revenue benchmark was achieved in May of this year, after Colorado marijuana shops collectively sold upward of $3.6 billion worth of medical and recreational cannabis flower edibles and concentrates. Of the sin taxes, marijuana tax revenue in Colorado exceeds collections for both cigarettes and liquor combined. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.